circle back to a story we've been following closely, which is the imbecilic road diet that City Councilman Mike Bonin and the City of Los Angeles imposed on the people in Mar Vista, Playa del Rey, the folks coming up from the South Bay to try to get to Santa Monica, the only alternative to the dreaded 405. It's Venice Boulevard. They took lanes away from cars to give them to bicycles, all under the auspices of this Vision Zero plan, this utopian dream that there would be zero pedestrian deaths in Los Angeles by 2025. And, of course, the only thing this has done is slow traffic that was already awful to a complete gridlock. There was a little bit of pushback in the right direction over the weekend, and to talk to us about that is a member of the Keep LA Moving group, which is an association of neighbors. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, John Russo. John, how are you?
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me back.
This is kind of a cryptic report from Fox 11 that says that some things were changed back to the way they were originally. What was changed back?
So a stretch of road going eastbound between Nicholson and Jefferson was changed back to two lanes. The westbound lane is still just a single lane, but on the east side, for about maybe three-quarters of a mile on the kind of northeastern border of Playa del Rey, that stretch of road is now two lanes again.
All right, well, that's at least one small step in the right direction, but has it made an appreciable difference in traffic?
You know, I think it will make a small difference. It'll help out there was a great turn off of Nicholson onto Culver that was very difficult because you had a stream of cars coming down the hill, merging into a single lane with a stream of cars coming through Playa del Rey. And so now when you come down the hill, it opens up into a second lane. But in the big picture, you know, it really isn't going to make a big difference. You still have the bottlenecks over on Vista Del Mar starting at Imperial. We still have the bottleneck on Jefferson, the right turn going up Jefferson, that single lane. You know, we haven't done anything for the westbound lane, so in the evening we're going to be seeing no differences in terms of travel times, gridlock, commutes. So it's a step, as you said, it's a step in the right direction, but we feel there's a lot more that still needs to be done.
Now, Mike Bonin, the city councilman, obviously represents that area, who I guess spearheaded this, said that this is a pilot program, and he's quoted as saying a pilot program is something that you try and modify and change. So we've had it for 4 to 6 weeks. This, the first set of changes and modifications we're doing, there will be more. On July 29th, which is a Saturday, at Loyola Marymount University, there's going to be a community meeting. I don't know if Mr. Bonin will be there thus far. Anyway, he has not personally appeared at any of these meetings. There was one at the Mar Vista Library. He's had staff there. So whether he will be there or not to discuss this with the community remains to be seen. And in his defense, there are people who support this. There are people who are voicing their support for it. I just think that on both the way the process was handled without very much public notice or public input, there's no defense. And you know, personally, I just don't believe there's any defense for taking lanes away from commuters in the most traffic-snarled city in the world. I mean, it's just impossible to justify doing this in Southern California, given what we've got. Until there's a practical alternative for people to get to work and get their kids to school, it's unconscionable that they'd make traffic worse deliberately.
Yeah, it's really made it tough for us here. So, you know, people coming from the South Bay, especially for us here in Playa del Rey, you know, we're seeing this traffic backed up pretty much every day, all day, this weekends included. And many people have been telling me, you know, I feel like a prisoner in my own home. I can't get out to, you know, go to the marina to go shopping. I can't go to the Home Depot over there on Jefferson. What used to be a 5-minute drive is now a 20, 25-minute drive. You know, it's really, really made life difficult. And to talk to the safety argument, you know, Mike Bonin has said that this was done all in the name of safety. We have to take these lanes down to single lanes in the name of safety. Well, since this pilot project started about June 6th, we've had 14 accidents out there on these streets. Compare that to a yearly average of 11. That's Mike Bonin's data. For the last 5 years, we averaged 11 accidents a year on those roads. We've had 14 in 4 weeks.
And all of this goes back to the tragic death of a 16-year-old young woman a few years back that resulted in a $10 million lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles. And she was, if I've got this correct, trying to get to the beach. So she was cutting across Venice Boulevard, which is obviously a busy street, got struck and killed. By all means, we should be improving the crosswalks with new technology. And if necessary, we should be building bridges, you know, pedestrian bridges that cross the road so that people have safe access to the beach. But there's got to be some kind of practical solution that can improve safety for people crossing to get to the beach without imposing further onerous restrictions on people who are just trying to go. I mean, the days when people would go for a pleasure drive in Los Angeles, when was the last time anybody drove for pleasure in Los Angeles? Maybe in those erectile dysfunction commercials we see with the silvered hair foxes driving their vintage cars up to PCH, you know, when they're not hopping into a clawfoot bathtub, you know, but nobody's driving for pleasure in Los Angeles anymore.
Yeah, I mean, driving on the street you mentioned where this tragic accident happened, Vista Del Mar, I mean, that really has just turned into a driver's nightmare on the weekends. I mean, they took what used to be two lanes in each direction is now a single lane, and they've moved parking to the west side. And now we see that they've added more parking, extended the parking. Because there's only one lane in each direction, you have a lot of people wanting to go to the beach. Traffic is just backed up maybe half a mile down Vista Del Mar. And now people trying to get to those parking spots are making illegal U-turns across oncoming traffic. They're driving down this parking buffer lane that's supposed to allow cars to back out before they can get in, before they merge into traffic. I mean, I was parked out there. I was on that gridlock last weekend, and in the course of about 15 minutes, I saw three cars probably doing 30 miles an hour at least, just screaming down that buffer lane where there's people walking, there's cars backing out. I mean, it's definitely not a safe situation for anybody. And there's still jaywalking going across, jaywalkers going across from the east side because they did leave parking near the park there on the east side. So we haven't solved the jaywalking problem. And I really believe it's made everyone a lot more dangerous on that street.
We're talking with John Russo, who is a Playa del Rey resident and a member of the group Keep LA Moving. Tell us about Keep LA Moving. How do people reach your group, and who is it, and how did it come about?
So Keep LA Moving is a group of neighbors, people affected by these traffic lane reductions. And we started this Keep LA Moving as an umbrella group to reach out to other communities. So we have here in Playa del Rey, our faction would be Keep PDR Moving. And that's also a website you could go to. Then there's the Venice people. They have a Restore Venice, which we have linked to our Keep LA Moving. And we're also reaching out to other communities such as Brentwood, Silver Lake, West Side, West LA. They're also impacted or soon to be impacted by these lane closures. So anyone can just go to the website, Keep LA Moving, and you'll see the links to the other communities. And there's a Contact Us button there. On Keep PDR Moving, we have a Contact Us button. And if you're being impacted, you're being affected by these lane reductions or soon-to-come lane reductions, because this isn't just a Playa del Rey issue. It's not just a Mar Vista issue. I mean, this is really part of Mobility Plan 2035, which Mayor Garcetti plans to roll out across the city. And, you know, what will really impact us here in Playa del Rey and on the west side is they want to do this to Lincoln Boulevard, a single lane in each direction up to Rose. And the city of Santa Monica just posted their reimagining Lincoln project, where they want to take that single lane reduction through the city of Santa Monica from Rose all the way to San Vicente. Sepulveda, Wilshire Boulevard, Pico Boulevard, these are all streets that are on the chopping block. And
Lancashire out in the San Fernando Valley, Paul Kerkorian, city councilman there, put that temporarily on hold. So it's already on the east side of Los Angeles. It's a citywide, and this is very, very important. People just casually listening might think, well, I don't live in Mar Vista. This isn't my problem. I don't go down there. But the bottom line is, it's your government deliberately making traffic worse. Now, just chew on that for a second. Rather than making traffic better, which is what we're hoping that they're doing, and they always talk about gridlock, their answer to this is to make your commute so horrible that you will willingly, you'll put your car on Craigslist and say, I'm done. I'm never driving again. I'm just going to take public transportation. The problem is we don't have public transportation. There are some lucky neighborhoods that have an alternative to cars, but not many. And that's the problem. At some point in the future, and I hope in the near future, we will, with all those Measure M dollars. But they're diverting some of the Measure M dollars to actually narrow the roads to make it harder for people to get to work and pick up their kids. And that's not the function of government.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point, Doug. And that's a point I always try to make to people, that really it's not just a, as you said, a local problem. It's not a Playa del Rey problem. It's not a Mar Vista problem. It is a citywide problem. And exactly that, our government is really, it's supposed to be helping us. It's supposed to be making our lives easier. And within a few years, they will make all our lives very difficult. The concept of going to, over from Playa del Rey to Dodger Stadium will be a thing of the past. If it takes 2 hours to get there, who's going to want to fight that traffic in the middle of the day to go see a Dodger game? We'll sit at home on our, watching our 70-inch TVs in the comfort of our home. And that's just not what LA is about. LA is a mobile city.
That is, of course, if you get the Dodgers. It just seems like everything in Los Angeles is conspiring to ruin your summer. All right, listen, John, we'll continue to follow. Remember, folks, if you're interested on Saturday, July 29th, there will be a community meeting on this topic of road diets at Loyola Marymount University, and we'll cover that as well. You can be sure of that. John, thanks so much. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this.
All right.